have to go to college or anything, or did they?
They didn't have to if they could make the grade.
Oh, it was a test.
They'd have a test exam. You know, they call it the teacher's examination. And there's three grades, first, second, third.
Uh-huh.
And if you could even make third grade, well, you're allowed to teach.
You were telling me that they paid them according to how good they did.
Yeah, it's money. Well, it seemed like money then, but it wasn't much.
Did most people who were teachers stay teachers all their lives, or did they just do that part-time? I guess if you only taught 5 months out of the year, what did they do the rest of the time?
They had to work on the farms with the families.
I guess so.
A lot of the teachers farm, they'd make crop. Farm just like the other people. They'd have to work in the field and gather the crop. You know,
they had to do something else all that time.
That wasn't a real living.
No, it sure was.
Now, preachers, did the community, the people who went to their church, support them, or did they have to farm too?
They had to farm too.
They worked too, but the church did help them some. But
very little, though.
No,
very
not much.
They didn't take up collections. They just, if anybody want to give me, they just go and hand it to
them. It wasn't, they didn't do
it all much.
He wasn't a preacher for the money.
Because there wasn't a lot.
Wasn't much system to it.
No. I was wondering about county people. You know, I guess they had a year-round job. People who worked, say, in Canton or wherever your county seat may have been. I mean, did they work all year round?
Yes, at the marble mills and the cotton mills and places like that, they did.
I guess they didn't have to do any farming. They could afford to buy their own.
No.
They wouldn't hardly have time to
have either.
Maybe they could have a garden.
Yeah.
And back then, they had to work 12-hour day at the cotton mill.
That's a long time. Did they get a union in there, or what changed it?
They have a union.
Do what?
Do they have a union? Is that what changed the working out?
No, there wasn't no union then.
No, it wasn't then.
Seems like a long day to work. Did children ever work in the mills or the
They had to be
cotton.
16-year-old before they could work in the mill.
Oh, I see.
I heard a fella say some year ago, he went to Canada and got a job from a marble mill. And said they're raising him up to $1 a day so he'd get rich.
When was that?
That way back. Well, he's dead now. I don't know where they know when I was. Not he went there to have a job. I think he said come out working 50 cents a day. Kept working on. He got raised up to $1 a day. Said when they raised to $1 a day, they thought they'd get rich.
Yeah, I wonder. $1 a day. Think of it now. Yeah.
They had to live off that too.
Was that hard? Was it hard to get along on that kind of money? I guess it
was. Well, a dollar back then was worth, I don't know, 8 or 10 now, I guess. You can get most something then. A dollar won't buy nothing now.
Did the people who worked in the mills live right in Canton, right in the town?
Most of them did.
They had to.
They didn't have ways of...
Didn't have no way of going, no distance to work.
Did they build a house and live there?
The cotton mill built little houses.
And for them to rent them. Oh, I see.
When they built the cotton mill, they built, I don't know how many houses. Mm-hmm. There's another fella, I don't know where he's in the cotton mill or not. He took a contract, he owned a whole lot of land there in town, and he agreed to build 40 houses.
Mm-hmm.
For the cotton mill, hands to live in.
Yeah.